Welcome to Monday. It is Earth Day. Larry Richard with Marty Griffin. We're broadcasting today from the Fairmont Hotel in downtown Pittsburgh. Coming up in a couple hours, their Sustainable Earth Day breakfast, their business-to-business effort to see what companies can do to try to help the footprint here in the Pittsburgh area. Meanwhile, Passover. A lot of Jewish Americans in particular very troubled this year. Normally, Passover is a time for families to gather and be together, and this year is different. It just is.
Well, it's a historic time for anti-Semitic attacks. And going back to the Tree of Life, it hits home that it happens here a lot more than you would imagine. Every single person I know that is Jewish, Larry, is either angry, afraid, right? Apprehensive, or all of the above. And as I mentioned, my friend Michael Jacobs, he's a fantastic home builder, moved to Pittsburgh to find solace. He was a big movie and television show producer, sold the business, came here to find peace. And now he is always uptight, always nervous about a possible attack on him or his family or his business because they're Jewish. That's it. It's sad, man. I wanted to play the sound from the folks this weekend following this disgusting display of anti-Semitic hate on a sidewalk, right, Larry?
Right.
In front of a woman's house. Sam, play the sound, please.
It appears that this person might live in the neighborhood, so that's also concerning to know that we could be attacked. But I would like to see this individual caught and prosecuted because this is a hate crime. It is ethnic intimidation. It's harassment.
And then the governor.
But we continue to work closely with law enforcement and community leaders to do everything we can to take down the temperature, to address the rise in anti-Semitism.
It's ugly, man. And it's dangerous.
Governor appeared on Face the Nation yesterday, so that was to a national audience.
And by the way, he wasn't speaking about this particular attack. He was speaking in general terms in the fact that the numbers have risen so rapidly. Listen. U.S. anti-Semitic attacks, Larry, skyrocketed 360% in the aftermath of the attack in Israel. 360%. And think about what rabbis are telling the students at, was it Columbia where they're having all this trouble? This university is one of the best colleges in the world. It's really, really big time Ivy League. Brilliant students. There are so many demonstrations, pro-Palestinian and anti-Semitic demonstrations on campus, that rabbis are telling Jewish students who dreamed of going to Columbia, to an American Ivy League school their whole lives, go back to Israel. Seriously. And all of this emanates from this attack that was from Gaza into Israel that slaughtered families, more than 1,200 dead. They broke into homes, members of Hamas. They would take, this is the truth, they would take the father and tie him to a chair. And then they would rape, and I apologize that this is so offensive, but this is fact. They would rape family members in front of the father, then execute him, and then light everybody on fire. And what would we do in America, Larry, if that happened to 1,200 American citizens? We would send them back into the Stone Ages. And that is where we're at. But because of that insanity in Gaza, and because of the escalation, as you know, dragging Iran into this, the world is on the brink, is it not, Larry?
Certainly feels like that every day. When you hear reports like this, you know, we insulate ourselves in many ways from it.
We do.
But it's a harsh, hard reality that Pittsburghers are living every day.
And as you said, is today the first day of Passover, right? Today?
Yeah.
Yeah. A time of celebration, a time of peace, a time of family, a time of friendship. And what do we end up with? Mayhem and hate. I wonder, and I don't know what the answer is to this, Larry, Now, we've talked about this when there's a mass shooting, not to name the killer, right? Right. Do we not give publicity to this kind of hate? Because generally when people do this, they're trying to seek attention. Do we ignore the destruction of property?
I don't think you can.
Yeah, I don't either. I don't think it's possible.
However, the one glimmer of hope in this story in Pittsburgh is there were a group of people in the community that tried to cover all that up to try to save the family from, you know, the harsh reality of what they've seen.
The friends of mine in this town that are Jewish, including one of my closest friends, Jeff Cohen, they don't live in fear. They just don't. But they're hurt, and they're a bit angry. And I got to say this regarding the attack on my friend's business. When this happened to him months ago, they busted all the windows in a truck and tried to set his business on fire. Not one single arrest. It's not that easy, man, tracking this stuff down.
No, it's not. Coming up on the Big K Morning Show, we're going to talk about what's going on today in Pittsburgh for Earth Day. 6:22, this is the Big K Morning Show. Larry Richard with Marty Griffin live from the Fairmont Hotel.
So normally I get here, it's not here, but to work at 7.
Yeah, I appreciate you coming in earlier.
I was ordered by Larry, Seth. He doesn't get angry, but he gets angry with me.
Seth's our on-site producer who worked Friday at Oakmont Bakery, didn't you?
Delicious.
Yeah, that was sweet.
Delicious.
Literally.
So I had an event, which I don't do. I'm serious. I was thinking about you. I was putting on a suit Saturday night, and I probably do 2 events a year. Larry does 125. And I told my wife, Larry does this 123 more times than I do every year. It's wild. It's a lot of commitment. Most of the time, it's for a good cause, and most of the time, it's actually not bad. This event was wonderful. It was at the William Penn. They reopened the terrace room. Hadn't been open for dinner since 2018.
Wow.
And they made a 9-course, 7-course KDKA meal. It's wonderful.
I saw it.
And the wonderful folks who donated to the Warmathon. Here's what irritates me.
Uh-oh.
Okay. The entire time, they're whining on your behalf. Poor Larry. I pick on Larry. I'm not nice to Larry. Spare me. He inspires me to be negative.
Meanwhile,
what?
You know who I saw?
Who?
Across town.
Yeah.
At the Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation Promise Gala.
Yeah, yeah.
32nd year was John Weinstein.
Love him.
And he said, where's Marty?
There are more PR people here than guests in the hotel. Walking around right now.
Well, there's a big sustainable breakfast here, business to business, on Earth Day. They do this every year.
Yeah.
Rhonda Zigarelli's there.
Yeah.
Anthony Alfonsi.
Yeah. How about the other folks?
Anthony's walking around.
How about the other folks? You don't know their name.
I don't know everybody.
See? Oh, there's another one.
There we go.
They're scurrying out of hallways like roaches in the kitchen in the middle of the night. There are 9 PR people here, Larry.
Where's Marty?
I'm here. I love the hotel. Drove around downtown this morning.
Uh-oh.
Did you?
Yeah.
Very quiet.
I didn't see a single living human being.
I did. I saw some homeless folks. And we're going to get into this later in the hour, but did you happen to see that video of the sheriff's deputy attacked?
Yes, I did.
And I find this argument to be legit. So a mentally ill, and I stress this, Larry, mentally ill man, right in front of the courthouse, sheriff's deputy, 12:45 in the afternoon, he attacks the sheriff's deputy.
I saw that.
If that guy has a knife.
Unprovoked.
That's right. If that guy has a knife or a gun, that deputy's dead. Because the man suffers, and I heard from 5 people, he suffers from mental illness. So what do? Take him to jail. Why?
There's no other place to go.
He assaulted a police officer. Could have killed him. He faces several felonies. However, comma, he has mental illness. How is he going to improve in jail?
What are they going to do? There's that's
got to take him somewhere, man, other than jail. Because jail is not the place for someone who's mentally ill. Look, he committed a crime. I get it. But to Larry's point, he's right. But the way the judges are today, this guy will get released. He'll go back downtown.
Yeah.
And he's a ticking bomb.
Well, you can't have violent criminals on the street.
But you can't have mentally ill folks in jail either.
Where do you send them?
You better find a place.
And today, coming to you live from the Fairmont Hotel in downtown Pittsburgh, the Sustainable Breakfast on this Earth Day going to take place here in the next couple of hours. They have a sold-out venue here in the event center and a breakfast where business to business, they'll talk about ways to help save the planet. And we want to introduce you to somebody who does this for a living each and every day. His name is Darren Spielman. He's the executive director of the Pennsylvania Resources Council. And welcome to the Big K Morning Show.
Good morning, folks. Thanks for having me.
And for those that don't know, Darren, exactly what does the Pennsylvania Resources Council do?
Sure. So Pennsylvania Resources Council is a statewide environmental organization dedicated to the vision of a Pennsylvania where nothing is wasted. And so by vision, we steward resources to prevent waste and conserve the environment. We talk about building awareness, enabling action, and supporting systems change.
And Earth Day started in 1970. So here we are, 50-plus years later. I think people generally get the idea of recycling, but from a practical standpoint, I think people also want to know, what can I really do to make a difference?
Yeah, sure. And we're happy to be here on Earth Day. You know, from our perspective, environmental issues are perhaps the single most important issue challenge facing us as we move ahead as a people. And so on Earth Day, Pennsylvania Resources Council, of course, we are deeply dedicated to recycling. And I'm going to talk a little bit about that. But even more important is the first two words in our reduce, reuse, recycle triangle that you've all seen. And probably the most important thing we can all do is reduce the amount of waste we produce, which is waste less. The average American produces about 4.4 pounds of trash per year. Per day, which translates into about 2.5 pounds of greenhouse gases produced every day per person. And so any way you can think of wasting less stuff, and that is think about the things you use day in, day out that you use once or twice and then throw away. Can you, instead of using a disposable water bottle, use a reusable disposal bottle? Can you use real napkins instead of paper napkins, rags instead of plates? Can you... about 40% of the amount of the food we produce winds up in landfill or incinerator. Are there ways that you can reduce that waste, both by right-sizing portions, saving leftovers and eating them, and then composting? We can talk a little bit more about that later. What with that leftover food? Make sure the tire pressure in your cars is right. That saves you a ton of gas, ton of money, and a ton of impact on the environment. So many simple steps we can take to reduce our impact and move forward in a little more positive way.
We're with Darren Spielman, Executive Director of the Pennsylvania Resources Council. And I also want to know, when you talk about, I mean, the whole society is set up to be disposable. So
right.
What kind of impact are you trying to have with companies? And I noticed it's slowly starting to catch on. To the idea of reusable blank a lot of things. So what kind of response are you getting from companies? Because they
produce all
this stuff and it's all throwaway.
Yeah, and it's a big challenge. And, you know, our economy has evolved kind of one small step at a time over the years to become, part of it is convenience economy, and so we dispose. But part of it's not convenience economy. It's just that we produce things like appliances in ways that are not nearly as durable. And so they look nice, but they're cheaper to produce, and then they, as we all know, they fall apart quicker. But there are a lot of companies out there that are interested in doing the right thing, And we actually work with businesses, we call it zero waste technical assistance, help them figure out what is the type of waste they're producing, how can they produce less of it by analyzing what, you know, what's coming out of the business, and then for the waste that they do produce, how can they optimally divert it, whether it's to compost or recycling or reuse. On the policy side, there are some important steps. Extended producer responsibility is a big one, and this is the idea that if you're a company producing something, that you have responsibility for the end of its life, just like you had responsibility for the beginning, one way or another. And a great concrete example of that, in New Jersey recently passed extended producer responsibility for electric battery makers in New Jersey. So if you are a business that sells or produces electric batteries, when that battery has used the end of its life, reached the end of its life, say a car battery, of course, is the big one, there needs to be an end there set up where you can recycle those batteries and get them either safely managed and reuse all the elements in there that are valuable. So it's this idea of creating that circle. And that not only does that make sure what's happening with that material is responsible at the end, it also creates a financial incentive for the companies to engineer their products on the front end in ways that wind up less in landfill and more in use. So we're a big fan of that one.
And you're invited to attend a free recycling and waste reduction webinar at 6 tonight. Just go to prc.org. That's prc.org, 6 p.m. for a live webinar. Darren Spielman, Executive Director of the Pennsylvania Resources Council. Happy Earth Day, and thanks for the time this morning.
Thanks very much. Thanks for talking about this important topic.
You can download the free Odyssey app, AUDACY, anytime and take us with you. And also keep in mind that you have availability of breaking news and weather updates, whatever you need. Stream us. That's like the new thing, Marty.
What?
People used to carry radios. People used to have radios in their kitchens and in their house. Now they have smart speakers. You can tell them, play KDK radio or download the free app, and you get digital audio quality. And that's how we roll these days.
It is, sir.
The Green Voice and Duquesne Light present the 9th Annual Pittsburgh Earth Day Sustainable Business Breakfast. That's where we are at the Fairmont Pittsburgh Hotel. In the meantime, coming up, we're going to talk to Allegheny County Sheriff Kevin Krause about an incident in particular that's troubling downtown.
Let me say this. I've been downtown a lot lately.
You have been.
It's a lot better. It just is. However, think about it. 12:45 in the afternoon, I think it was Thursday, Sheriff's Deputy walking past the courthouse with a woman, and they provided us with the video. Homeless, mentally ill man, and I stress mentally ill, unprovoked, attacks a deputy. Did you watch that video?
I did.
The deputy wrestles him to the ground, and they arrest him and take him to jail. What disturbs me, what if that homeless man attacks my wife walking downtown? Honestly, what'd she do? What if he attacks Larry walking downtown? What does he do? What if he attacks me downtown? What if he has a knife? If he has a knife, that deputy is severely injured, possibly dead. My whole deal is this, and I think I told you I ran into with Bethany Hallam, three homeless folks. What if you're assaulted downtown? That's on a citizen's side. How would you defend yourself? But my biggest concern is that man, and yes, he attacked a sheriff's deputy. Yes, he's charged with assault. But he has a history of mental illness, a life of mental illness. There is no way in hell in this so-called woke culture without all of these so-called woke politicians. I hold them responsible because there's no way that man should be taken to jail. You know what disturbs me, Larry? I've been doing this in this town for nearly 20 years. And it's never changed, this dialogue. the number one, the largest mental health hospital in Western Pennsylvania is the jail. The largest in Philadelphia is the jail. The largest in Los Angeles is the jail. And the jail is a hellhole, a horrible place. Those poor guards, corrections officers, they journey down the road to perdition every single day. There is no way that these politicians should feel good about themselves, because this is their job, to provide opportunity and treatment. That man, number one, should not have been on the streets. Number two, he should not be in jail this morning. And if he's released from jail, where's he going, Larry? His mom's house. Going back downtown.
That's a great question.
Where someone could get killed. It's a bad deal, man. Someone needs to address that massive problem. It's the same as we talk about with juveniles. They still don't have a facility for juveniles to this point.
Yeah, what's the status of Schuman now?
It's in limbo.
Right.
Legal limbo. This is why people can't stand politicians, because they're full of crap, because they can't deliver, because they have no interest in helping people.
And coming up, we'll talk to Allegheny County Sheriff Kevin Krause.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.